Well, we have a really treat, a really good treat in store for us this evening. A special guest among us, and just before he comes, let me give just a little bit of background. Central Assembly has forever and forever been a very strong missionary church. It would be extremely difficult to start naming and thinking of all the missionaries that have gone out from this church and others at one time or another during their missionary career who have called Central Assembly home. And we've always, as a church, had a very strong missionary vision. I don't know how many years ago it was. It was a long time ago, however, that one of the couples sent out by this congregation was a young man and woman by the name of Spud and Joyce DeMint. I've often wondered what Spud's mother had against him, giving him that. No, I'm teasing. But Spud and Joyce went to Nairobi, Kenya to begin their missionary career. And out of their leaving Central Assembly and going to Nairobi, Kenya, an international church was born called International Christian Center. Later on, Jack and Jean Reisner, who still worship with us today, they also went to Nairobi, and they too served as pastors of that growing and that emerging church. So Central Assembly has played a big part in that phenomenal, the only word for it, that phenomenal international church in Nairobi, Kenya. Spud is not with us tonight. Of course, Joyce is with the Lord, and Spud and Julie have gone to Colorado for these days. I'm sorry they can't be here tonight, but just keep that in mind as you hear what's ahead of us, that they left Central and went to Nairobi, Kenya, and planted the seeds, the fruits of which we're going to see in these next few moments. And we're just very, very delighted to see the circle of God's work in the nations of the world. And so I'm going to ask Jerry Spain, if he will, to come and introduce our very special guest tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Tucker. And it is a delight to have guests with us in this service tonight. Joy and I are hosting Pastor Philip Kitoto and his wife, Dina. They're in our home now. We're renewing fellowship, and we've just had a wonderful time sharing the good things of God. Pastor Philip Kitoto pastors a church of over 4,000 people in Nairobi, Kenya. He was telling me this week that they have a staff of somewhere around 80 people. I told him, I said, you know what? That's bigger than the average church in some places in the United States to have a staff that way. And so we praise God for what he has done. You've heard the connection to Central Assembly. I don't mind saying a little sidebar here that my wife was one of the charter members of that church. Now, Spud and Joyce were pastoring, but Joy was there the very first Sunday. And I overheard something today in the reminiscing. Pastor Philip Kitoto was a worship leader when my wife was playing the organ. And then he added the words, you know, after you left, that organ hasn't been used since. And so I don't even know where it is today. But I want you to hear what God is doing through the life of Pastor Kitoto. I was humbled to be asked to preach at his church in July of this year. Wow, did they ever work me? I mean, three services on Sunday morning. But the beautiful part about it was that people came to know Jesus Christ in every service. And during one of the services, Pastor Kitoto announced that he wanted to dedicate a second book that he had written on marriage. And he handed me a copy. I read that book, Pastor. I want you to know I read it on the way home on the airplane, and it did me a lot of good. Just ask Joy. The name of the book is On the Other Side of Bliss. And I'm telling you, God has opened the door for these people. They're being used of the Lord to write bestsellers. Pastor Kitoto has nearly a page in the leading newspaper of Kenya. Every Monday, he's writing in answer. It's almost like a Dear Abby, only a Pentecostal pastor, Pastor Philip, in this way. I don't want to take any more time because I want him to bless us tonight. But first of all, Allow me to ask our sister Dina to stand, please, and you give her a hand tonight. Dina, would you please stand? Pastor, would you come and minister?
Come, Brother Philip. I know I should also tell you that this man has been really blessed of the Lord with this beautiful wife, and God has given them three children, Samuel, Steve, and Amanda. And that's a wonderful blessing from the Lord. But you don't have grandchildren yet. You just wait till you have grandchildren. If you knew how good grandchildren were, you'd try to have those first. I'll guarantee you. They are just absolutely fantastic. We welcome you to Central Assembly tonight, my brother. It's good to have you here. Jerry told us a little bit about your giftings in writing, and I understand you've authored some books, especially on the topic of marriage and family life, that are opening incredible doors for you. And I know these folks would love to hear about that ministry and what God's doing in it, if you could share with us on that.
Thank you. It's a joy for my wife and I to be here, and thank you for hosting us today and to actually come back home to where ICC was born. Through your work, through your giving, through your sending forth those that had the burden to come and reach Africa. Yes, God has given us a burden, particularly me and my wife, concerning marriage, and we have written two books. The first book is called The Marriage Dance. This book, we thank God, Africa's Hope has taken this book and would like to translate it into several languages. Have asked me to rewrite it to be a text for some of the Bible schools in Africa.
Wonderful.
So that we can use it there. God has also given us a door to train those who are entering marriage within the city of Nairobi. We do something like 120 couples every year. And we are really reaching out into the city because we have some unsaved people who are getting in there, and their lives are being changed through that. We have also written a second book, which is The Other Side of Bliss, that is doing very well. It's a book basically on the challenges facing marriages today and how we can embrace challenges for growing our marriages. And there's much I can say in the area of marriage that we are doing, but it's plentiful. God has helped me by His grace to raise those who can run this program so that I'm a bit freer to do the writing and be able to lead the church.
Wonderful. That sounds like a terrific opportunity. We pray God's best blessings upon it. Tell us a little bit about this International Christian Center that started with Spud and Joyce and Joy in an organ. And tell us where it's gone from there, and talk about the life of that church today for a bit.
Thank you. International Christian Center began in 1984 by Spud Dement and his dear wife. And it grew over the years. We had Jimmy Beggs, for those of you who know Jimmy Beggs, became the pastor after Spud. And then we had Ron Summers, who came and took over. Around that time, we had been meeting in hotels and in a rented facility thereafter. And we really needed to now move forward and begin to get a facility of our own. And we thank God for sending one by the name Jack Reisner, a wonderful brother. I think he was, you know, Jack is amazing. He would, the first thing he would ask me when I come in the office in the morning was, "Did you pray? Did you pray this morning?" And I just love that, because if you were in Kenya, we would say hivi hivi. That means if you are just not walking right with the Lord, you will have to think twice before you enter Jack's office, because the first thing he'll ask you, "How is your prayer life?" If you go to him and you are in need of finances, he'll ask you first, "Are you tithing?" And this brought a culture within the church to learn to tithe. We became missional. And around that time, when he came, he built such faith within our people. We were so few. We were so few. And the building committee came up with a budget of about 15 million to build a new facility on about 1.5 acres of land on Mombasa Road.
15 million shillings.
Shillings.
Right. Do you know what that would be in today's dollar?
Divide by around 80 Kenya shillings. So
it's a lot of money.
And about a month later, they came back with a bill of 25 million. And Pastor Jack came to me and said, "This guy said it's 15 million. How come it's 25 million? But anyway, it's amazing how he rallied the church. By the time we were finishing the church, it was 50 million Kenya shillings contributed by our people. And people still remember
Praise
you,
the
Jack.
Lord. Amen. Praise
people
God.
People still appreciate and remember you.
Praise God.
You build such faith, such enthusiasm for God's work. And this was above the our contributions to the Kenya Assemblies of God, plus sending missionaries out. Thereafter, we had Ron Summers come back and helped to lead the church. And then came Chip Block, who helped us again raise funds for the next piece of property that we have, which is 15 acres on Mombasa Road. And that costed us another 50 million to purchase. And the church has grown. The life of the church is very missional in nature. We are one church in two locations, running about 4,000 people. And on one campus, we have close to 3,000 people on an acreage of about 1.5. So you can imagine on Sunday morning, it is like sheep going to slaughter. Others are going in, others are coming, but it is literally a madhouse. But we thank God that it is people going to heaven that are congregating there. We have Muslims who walk in there. Some have walked in there and have said, "I want to know Christ." Because this church is located in a Muslim-dominated area. And some people can walk in and just say, "I want to receive Christ." We have seen a sheikh come in and get born again. We have seen what we call the gatekeepers within those who care for the mosques come in and get born again. And we have a lot of work with the youth. We have a youth church that runs separate from the main church, a youth church of about 700 young people that have their own pastor and running. We have a great youth kids program that is running close to 1,000 youth, 1,000 children in both campuses. We have reproduced ourselves as a result of this because we are so missional. We now have a church in Dubai that is reaching to the Muslims and the Arabs within that region that is now running about 50 right now. We have also expanded in the city of Nairobi, and we have another two churches in the city of Nairobi, excluding the second campus. We have a church of 300, and in Mombasa we have another church also of 300. All these are pastors that were part of International Christian Center that God gave this burden, and they went out and planted churches. This coming year, we are planting. Actually, we started this year. We are planting another church in the city, on the outskirts of the city. And there's so much that is within the church that, you know, I'm just trying to rush through because I know our time is very short. I know we'll talk about Zinduka, but we also have a program that we use that is sports evangelism. Our young people love sports, so we actually have a team in the National League. Of the country, the top league, that is called Nairobi City Stars. We also have a basketball team in the National League. As a result of this, just a tip, just something interesting. One of my pastors, who is in charge of missions and sports, is being used by FIFA. Is being used by FIFA to ensure that the Kenya Football Federation or the football body in Kenya, whenever they want to spend any money, our pastor must put his signature on the check to ensure that it's been used with integrity. And that is just amazing for us.
So when you say you have a team in the National League,
yes, sir,
you're talking about what we call soccer.
Soccer, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, if you call it football here.
Yeah, that is soccer.
Fantastic.
And then, of course, we have a Master's Commission, which is a youth program, which these young people have gone into northern Kenya. They have gone to Mombasa, and they have done a lot of mission work. We have built literally kindergartens, about three or four of them, in the Muslim-dominated areas. As a result, the Muslim elders are the ones defending us to remain there.
Awesome.
It is not us trying to worry about remaining there. And this is an amazing thing. As we reach out to them, we have done a lot through the youth as we send them through Master's Commission.
So in a church this complex and with that many people, how many preaching services would you have on a given Sunday in both of those campuses? Not the church plants, but in those two campuses, how many preaching services would be normal?
Do realize that the kids' programs run parallel to the services I will mention. In West Campus, which is the older campus, we have three services for the adults, two services for the youth. In the other campus, we have two services, one for the adults and one for the youth. And when we talk about youth here, we are talking about 17 years to 25. Okay, 17 to 25.
And in addition to that, you have children's activities.
We have children's services that that are running on all the way from the zero to those who are 16.
And so how many actual pastors do you have that do all that preaching?
I have a preaching team of four.
Four.
But we are seven pastors.
Okay.
And so we try to ensure that we are splitting the preaching among those. Now, the staff you had of about 80 is split, or to us 100, is split between us, the church, and the NGO that we have, the non-government organization.
Well, I know you guys, you pastors, must sleep very, very well on Sunday nights after those hard days of work. Before our time runs out, I do want you to tell us a little bit about your compassion ministry, your outreach to the people of Nairobi and the surrounding areas, and especially the ministry you call Zinduka, which is your HIV/AIDS outreach. Tell us a little bit about that, Philip.
In 2003 or 4 thereabouts, Chip helped us to realize the need to reach out in a different way, particularly among the Muslims who are a bit difficult to reach if you go as a church. So we began a non-governmental organization, which in Kenya we call NGO, and we call it Zinduka Africa. Through Zinduka, we began with projects that Cry Africa helped us to do in the areas of HIV and AIDS. We also got some money from the government that helped us. So we began with a budget of about 5 million. Around that time, 5 to 7 million. Right now, we are spread in Lamu, in northern Kenya, and in Nairobi, and with a budget of over 20 million Kenya shillings. We are involved in HIV and AIDS education, testing couples and young people in the issues of HIV and AIDS, and we have economic empowerment programs. We identify children whose parents maybe have died of HIV and AIDS, or widows that have remained without their husbands or widowers, and we put them in support groups that are able to empower them economically. We also take the children and put them into schools, and they are able to get education. Through ZAF or Zinduka, we also have small groups of poor people in the slums. These small groups began with about three groups where we tell the people in the slum who earn something like a dollar a day, some of them earn something like a dollar a day. We tell them, you can save about 5 cents. And in the last 5 to 6 years by saving 5 to 10 cents, American cents, they have so far saved over 2 million Kenya shillings. I don't know how much that is in dollars. And through this money, they are able to borrow from there and be able to uplift their lives. We also, through Zinduka, have gone through to the drier areas of the country, in the eastern part, where we have more, it's almost like in the 1040 window. We have dug wells, and we have dug dams, underground dams. And recently, we had a report from the government that because those areas don't receive a lot of rainfall, maybe once in a year, the amount of water we have saved in the reservoir dams that we have dug for them can last them a whole year and a half if there was no rain.
That's awesome.
So we thank God for those kind of things. We also have the Community Evangelism Project. Through that, we are able to educate the community on how to remain healthy and use eat right kind of foods. We have, through that program, dug a lot of toilets for the aware people who live in the forest in the on the southern part. They are all Muslims. But through that, the Muslim elder looked at my interns who had gone to dig the toilets. They belong to the Master's Commission, and he said, "You tell me the difference between a Christian and a Muslim." And they got so scared because they thought this guy's going to fight them out. But he said, "Don't worry, because I know the difference. You guys have watched you. The difference between you and us is one. You guys have love. Us guys, we have hate."
That's very profound. Wow. Well, this all started with a young couple from right here at Central that went to Africa with a call on their heart, and listen at what's happened in the intervening years. Philip, before we pray for you and Dina, I told you this afternoon I was going to ask you one final question, and that's just simply this. If you have an opportunity before this crowd tonight, what's the one thing you would choose out of everything you could say? What's the one thing you would address and say to this crowd tonight before we close?
Two things.
One, I only said one thing. Go ahead.
Can I be allowed to?
Go ahead.
Or even three?
No, just two.
One is to thank you for the seeds that you have planted. God is doing his work. In northern Kenya, God is saving villages. The Rendile. And we now have the problem of how do we get enough churches built for those villages. God is doing amazing things. Second thing I would like you to pray for us is one in two. One is to pray for us. In 1999, when we moved to the facility, the old church where we are, we had an attack from the Muslims, and they burned my car, they burned Ron Summer's car, they burned part of the church. And about last year and a part of this year, we have had a number of threats. Twice we have had our wall pushed and broken down. Today I received a call, an information from the church that we have had a threat again on the property. And they have accused us of being devil worshippers. They're using all kinds of tactics, and they're infiltrating into the slum people and telling them to come and attack the church. And recently they wanted to burn the tent where we meet in the new campus. And right now, I think if there's anything I would request is, please pray for us, because the threat is real. We know that with God's help, we can still stand.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Philip to go get his wife, Dina, and come and stand right down here in the front, if you will, please. And we want to take the opportunity in the closing moments of this service to pray for a man who not only has the capacity to touch a nation, he is indeed doing that. And I wish all of you could visit International Christian Center and just feel the dynamics of what you've heard here tonight. And Philip, if you and Dina will come here right in the middle, I'm going to ask some of you that would like to. It's evident that all of us cannot, but some of you that would like to come up and encircle this wonderful couple, and let's ask God to come down and bless them. Let's pray against the attack that is going on at this present time, and pray for an expansion of what God is already doing, that this will just grow and expand. And as these come to encircle these dear folks, I want the rest of you to stand. Philip wants me to not speak to you evangelistically. It is not an attack. It is the threat of an attack. And I appreciate that very much. So stand with me and extend your hands in this direction. And let's pray for Philip and Dina and for the touch of God upon their hearts and lives tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord, for these wonderful servants of the Lord tonight that have honored us with their presence and with their words. We pray for every blessing upon the Kitoto family, upon their ministry. We pray for rich and fresh anointing every day upon them, Lord. We pray for International Christian Center in the ongoing ministry of that great church. Lord, just cover them with your precious blood. Protect them from attacks of any form or of any nature, dear Jesus. May that work just continue to grow and be a shining light in that great city of Nairobi that needs that light so desperately. We love you and we thank you for the progression of your work, O Lord, when men and women are faithful to say yes to your call, the incredible, wonderful, tremendous good that can come out of obedience to the Lord. We thank you tonight for this testimony. Go with us now as we leave this place. Be with us through the remainder of this week and gather us together again Sunday in your house to hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray and for your glory. Amen. Amen.